Lots of unexpected things there going on. Herod didn't expect to find a king as a baby in Bethlehem. The song didn't expect to find anything in Bethlehem at all, did it? And we didn't expect a final verse either. Well, everyone is trying their very best to get ready for that special day. The trees are decorated. The lights are on. The shops are all stocked up. And the postman is rushing around in his little red vans. Everyone is getting ready for Christmas. Can anyone tell me any other ways that they're getting ready for Christmas? How are you getting ready for Christmas? Wrapping presents. Yes, wrapping presents up.
Writing letters.
Someone said, I heard, they're getting a bit stressed out. Yeah, it's all part of, it must be Christmas is nearly here. We're getting stressed out. So lots of things. How else are you getting ready for Christmas? Parties, yes. Work parties, school parties, school carol services, school fates. Did you get to the school fate? Yeah, I'm afraid I missed it. All kinds of things. Well, it's all very clear that you've all heard of Christmas, which is all very good. I mean, who hasn't heard of Christmas? Well, King Herod, he had never heard of Christmas. Maybe that's why he was so grumpy when he heard about Jesus being born for the first time. What's all that about, he said, didn't he? Who is this person? Find me this king. He was very, very grumpy indeed. And there are lots of people at Christmas time who don't know very much about Jesus, just like King Herod. They know all about online shopping at Amazon. And they know all about where to get the most fresh, juicy turkey for their Christmas meal. And they know everything that's going to be on TV. And they've set their Sky Plus player and their Virgin to record it all. But they don't know the first thing about Jesus, which is really, really sad. Because Christmas is all about Jesus. At that first ever Christmas, the Magi, they saw a star. And they came 1,000 miles journey to see Jesus. At that first Christmas, King Herod heard about Jesus. Maybe it wasn't on the telephone, but that was an easy way for us to do it. And he said, find me that king. It's really important I know about him. And at that first Christmas, an angel appeared to Mary and told her all about who Jesus would be. And this is what the angel said to Mary. Mary, you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever and his kingdom will never end. Jesus would be a great king for us to follow. Now, I think football is great. Who here thinks football is great? Any has? Yes, one or two people think football is great. One or two people don't think football is great, obviously. Maybe they're more cricket people. I'm both. Some people are neither. Yeah, some people are neither. I think Christmas presents are great. Who here thinks Christmas presents are great? That's more like it. Now, I've got a little nephew called James. He's 3. And I saw him yesterday with his great-grandmother. And she's 90 this year. A great-grandmother. But Jesus is greater. Greater than football. Greater than presents. Greater than a great-grandmother. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. Now, I don't know if Jesus, when he was in that manger, in that crib, with all the animals lowing, whatever lowing is. I don't know whether he sucked his thumb when he was there in that crib. He might have done. He was a very, very tiny baby. But this very, very tiny baby was the Son of God Most High, which is absolutely incredible. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Not only is Jesus God, but he's also a king, a great king. Now, there have been some great kings in history. We've had a sort of exploration of some of them. We all know King Henry VIII. Some kings we remember because they did outrageous things. King Henry, marrying 6 wives. Some of them he had bumped off. An outrageous king. Some kings we remember because they built great buildings. King George IV, what did he build when he was a prince? Yes. The Royal Pavilion, that's right. And he only visited the Royal Pavilion twice after it was finished. And that's really sad. I've been to the Royal Pavilion more than King George IV went to the Royal Pavilion. Dear me, and he spent so much money on it as well. So some kings built great buildings and we remember them for that. Some kings were powerful and we remember them for that. King Charles of Spain. He ruled not only over Spain, but he ruled over Italy, and he ruled over the whole of Europe when he was the Holy Roman Emperor. And there was another king who was great, King Herod, from our story. He was a bit grumpy when we met him, but he was called King Herod the Great because of the things that he did. He was called a great king. There are many great kings, but Jesus was greater. Why? Well, because of all of these kings, they've come and they've gone. But Jesus is still alive and he's still king. His kingdom will never end, Mary was told, because he is God. So this little baby that we celebrate at Christmas is our God and king. He's come and he's reigning. And everything is all right when he reigns because he's a really, really good king. He's a really great king. And because God is king, he's able to save his people. You know, when when the angel came to visit Mary, he said, Mary, you'll have a son. His name will be Jesus. Do you know what Jesus means? It means God saves. Mary, this child who you're going to bring into life, who you're going to end up walking a long way and then giving birth to her in a stable. This is God saving the world. Isn't that amazing, Mary? She was amazed by it, I can tell you. So when you think of Mary and Joseph travelling this long, long journey and not finding a room to stay in, and then Jesus having to be born in a stable with all the animals, and there was this scary king, King Herod, trying to find Jesus to get rid of him, don't feel sorry for the baby Jesus. Even when Jesus grew up, and was hunted down and killed by people who hated him, the next King Herod, don't feel sad for Jesus, because he's a great king, and he came to save us, so that we could follow him. Is Jesus your king this Christmas? Michelle's going to lead us in some prayers.
Let us pray. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. As we give and receive gifts this Christmas, help us to remember that Jesus was your gift to us, a gift that lasts forever. Christmas is a time of joy and celebration. While we are enjoying the festivities, help us to remember those less fortunate than ourselves, to think of families who might not be together for Christmas, and children whose best present might be food to eat and clothes to wear. We think of those who are lonely or unwell at this time of year. Let kindness come with every gift and good intentions with every greeting, so that they may feel remembered and loved. Our homes, streets and shops are decorated with lights, reminding us that Christmas is a time of hope. Jesus is the light of the world, and whenever we are sad or troubled, he is there to guide us. He wants us too to shine for him. Lord, let us not be afraid to share with others the wonderful good news of Jesus this Christmas. Lord, open the door of love all over the world. Bring your peace where there is conflict, that all may live in harmony. Thank you for forgiving us and giving us Jesus as a blessing. Teach us to be like him in all that we think, say, and do. Lord God, may we be thankful and joyful this Christmas as we know your love and peace. Amen.